Parashat Chaye Sarah, we read about Abraham telling his servant Eliezer to go down and try to find a wife for his son Yitzhak. The Torah introduces to us this parashah by saying, "Vayomer Avraham el Avdo," and Avraham tells his servant, "Zekan Beto," the elder of his household, "Hamoshel Bechora Asher Lo," the one that controlled all that he has, "Sim Na Yadecha Tachat Yerechi," please place your hand under my thigh and make a swear that you're going to be loyal to me and find the proper wife for my son Yitzhak, and you are not going to go to the girls of Canaan and bring back a wife. Hakamim asked, why do we need the lengthy introduction now about who Eliezer was? You're telling me that Eliezer was Avraham's manager of finances. He was the one in control of all that he had. He was the elder of his household. And then the Torah is telling us that with all that, with all the trust that you'd think Avraham should have in the elder of his household, and somebody that's managing all his money and all his wealth, and then he makes him swear. It seems even inconsistent. If you trust him with all your money, and you trust him with all your assets, Avraham was a wealthy man. Rabbi Hillel Zaks said the other day that we have to understand that in his time, Avraham Avinu was wealthier than Bill Gates. Wow. So then, how is it possible, if you're giving the keys to your vault to Eliezer, and you have such a trust, so such a man, you have to make him swear? Who do you make swear? Only somebody you don't have trust. The explanation, they say, is based according to a story, they say, with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was in a hotel once, and the person in charge, Jewish fellow, asked the rabbi, not knowing who he was, if he knows how to do shechita. Does he know how to slaughter animals? The rabbi said, why do you ask? He says, because I have an animal that I need to slaughter to serve for dinner, and they'll save me time. Instead of bringing it to the slaughterhouse, you could do it right here for me. Rabbi Salanta said, I'm sorry, but I'm not an expert in shechita. Later, the rabbi went to that same fellow and said, please, could you lend me 5 rubles? So the fellow looked at the rabbi and said, lend you 5 rubles? I don't even know who you are. I never met you. How can I lend you 5 rubles? Who says you're going to pay me back? So Yisrael Salanta said, when it came to asking me if I had a shochet, you didn't know who I was. You just saw my beard, and you trusted me. But now when it comes to money, now already you don't trust me? For me, you see that people, they have their priorities all skewed, all backwards. When it comes to religious things, we trust anybody. Guy tells you it's kosher, we eat. However, when it comes to monetary things, which are unfortunately sometimes more important, then already we don't trust. Then already we want investigation. The Torah is coming to tell us that by Avraham it was the opposite. When it came to his monetary, when it came to his assets, he trusted Eliezer. Take my keys, Moshel, Bechol HaShelo, Zekan Beto. Money was not important to Avraham Avinu. Therefore, it was easy for him to trust in the Eliezer. But finding a wife for Yitzhak, this is already spiritual. This is already religion. When it comes to religion, Avraham Avinu says, "Sim na yadecha tachat yerechi." Nah, you're going to have to swear. Because this already, if you steal some money from me, big deal. But if you make a mistake over here in this shiduch, this is already affecting Klal Yisrael. So the Torah is coming to contrast that it was Avdo Zekan Beto Moshel Bechol HaShelo, but that was in the money. However, when it comes to the spiritual, Avraham Avinu has that priority. That's the same priority we have to have also when it comes to our religious needs, when it comes to our religious observance. Then already we must be vigilant. When it comes to other things that are less important, we have to let them slide and not take them so seriously and so firmly.